With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Historically, youth voter turnout is low, but young people are more engaged than ever before. Voter registration numbers among California college students tripled this election season compared to all of 2016, according to the state. We bring you the voices of young voters in our community.
Hi, my name is Amelia Parker. I am a third year at CCUMB.
Right now, she's home in Humboldt County. Her bedroom walls are covered in colorful activism posters.
This one is an ACLU one. It says, "The future is ours to build."
Parker works for Cal State Monterey Bay's Otter Cross Cultural Center, which focuses on social justice. She recently led a virtual dialogue on voter suppression and political apathy. Parker says paying attention to local and statewide issues matters.
We have a lot of propositions, and a lot of them are really important and would change a lot of lives if they were passed or not passed.
Parker voted early this election, her first presidential election. She and her dad dropped off their ballots in the beginning of October. For Mercedes Cazares, her niece and nephew motivate her to vote.
It pushed me to vote because I want them to live a good life.
Cazares lives at Rancho Cielo, a learning center in the hills of Salinas for at-risk youth. The nonprofit provides education, job training, and counseling. Cazares is a student in the Drummond Culinary Academy.
So I am on probation, and so I just learned not that long ago that you can be on probation and vote. I feel blessed that I can actually do that. To be a part of something bigger than myself is really amazing.
Her message to young people this election, vote for the people who can't. Students at Rancho Cielo learn the ins and outs of voting. Stacy Simmons, the transitional housing director, holds workshops on everything from registration to researching candidates and local measures.
Yeah, so we actually had Monterey County elections come in. Well, you know, come in via Zoom these days.
She says this is the first time a lot of their youth are able to vote. And she says this election feels very personal.
You know, it feels very much so like your vote matters more than ever. And I think that's exactly what the students are seeing.
Simmons plans to take the students out on November 3rd. Some want the experience of voting at the polls. Others will drop off their mail-in ballots. Then they're going out to lunch to celebrate and talk about what voting meant to everyone. Recently, Jonah Vasquez was helping people register with the Monterey County Black and Brown Solidarity Coalition. For Vasquez, turning 18 was something he's looked forward to.
I wanted to be 18, not just be 18, and, you know, I'm an adult now. I wanted to be 18 so I can vote.
Vasquez went to Rancho Cielo and is now a student at Hartnell College in Salinas. He wants to become a constitutional lawyer. His passion for politics comes from his family.
And my grandmother, we'd have conversations till 3 a.m. talking about things that needed to be done in this country to fix things around.
Voting really is exercising your power, and it's stepping into your power.
That's Kyron Loggins, a student at San Jose State University and a member of Youth Alliance in San Benito County. The nonprofit works to empower youth as leaders to better their communities. Loggins runs their podcast, which is based on current events that are relevant to young people.
This, to me, as far as I'm witnessing, is the election with the highest stakes in my lifetime.
He believes political apathy is starting to fade away in his generation.
So I think that definitely younger people are becoming a lot more aware of the power that they hold in this society. We're realizing that if we're not going to use our power, someone else will.
You just heard the voices of young voters in our community. Amelia Parker, Mercedes Cazares, and her teacher, Stacy Simmons, Jonah Vasquez, and Kyron Loggins. This is KAZU News. I'm Erica Mahoney.